Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastián Martínez. With Halloween just last week, it seemed fitting that this week's episode of Missouri Environment come to you from a cemetery, specifically the Bellefontaine Cemetery and Arboretum in St. Louis, where on a recent Saturday, a tour group was thinking about death.
We have four burial options here.
It's an overcast Saturday morning, and a group of some 30 people have gathered at one of St. Louis's oldest cemeteries. Bellefontaine Cemetery is the final resting place of historical Missourians like William Clark and William S. Burroughs. But today, the tour group is learning how Bellefontaine is keeping up to date with green burials.
So a contemporary burial produces this kind of a carbon footprint.
Tour guide Dan Fuller lifts his hand high to represent the environmental impact of typical modern burials.
It has an outer container, a metal coffin, and an embalmed body 6 foot deep with a headstone.
Moving to cremation, the hand stays high.
Everything that you lose in those accessories, metal coffin, embalming, all that other kind of stuff, you make up for elevating a 110-pound body to 1,800 degrees for 4 hours, equivalent to a 4,000-mile journey in your automobile.
A green burial aims to lower that footprint by avoiding all of those carbon-heavy accessories and activities. Instead of a metal coffin, you may have a biodegradable wicker basket. Instead of an embalmed body with a viewing, burials happen quickly after death.
Here's the one that's the kicker for most people. If you ultimately want to be green, no tombstone. In the production of a stone, you produce a lot of carbon.
What takes the place of a headstone? Some people use GPS markers, and others use much smaller carved stones that don't require extensive cutting or shaping. Bellefontaine was first established in 1849 as part of the rural cemetery movement, which was rooted in English landscape gardening and aimed to replicate scenes from nature. More than 150 years later, the cemetery has retained this aspect through landscaping and extensive tree plantings, and it's looking to build on it with prairie reconstructions as well. Fuller leads the tour group across the cemetery to one of these planned reconstructions, which will be set aside for green burials.
And we had such a turnout for people asking about green burial and putting reservations. What you'll see now is this now loops down. See where the brown grass is?
Fuller indicates an area at the bottom of the hill facing the north riverfront of the Mississippi.
So this will all meld together, and this is where those green burials are going to be.
For some members of the tour group, the idea held some appeal. Frank Dvorak is a retiree from the St. Louis area.
Well, I think there's the that you do return to the earth in a fairly short time frame, and you don't have these extra embalming and things. Though I guess I'm kind of sentimental about the headstones.
Dvorak says he was somewhat aware of the concept of green burials, but didn't know all the details.
Okay, I made an assumption of what it was, but I was learning things like that you're, if you have artificial joints, that they need to be removed and things like that were very useful and interesting to hear about.
Those joints and pacemakers are typically removed because they aren't biodegradable. But after the tour, Fuller emphasized that, apart from those details, there's very little about green burials that's actually new.
It's been in our DNA from the beginning. Green burials are much like what our ancestors did originally. It was the Civil War and then definitely World War I and II, which evolved to what we consider to be traditional burials today.
Where those traditional burials can cost upwards of $5,000 or $6,000, green burials often come in under $2,000. Fuller says Bellefontaine started getting requests for green burials in the last 5 years and expects the movement to grow more in the future. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastián Martínez.